Welcome to the award-winning Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashinger, covering metaphysics, ETs, shamanism, and channeling. Here you will find spiritual inspiration from today's thought leaders, along with cutting-edge insights from our interstellar brothers and sisters and ancient shamanic wisdom. Now, here's a new episode of Dare to Dream with your host, Debbie Dashinger.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Dream. Debbie Dashinger here, and I'm very excited. Right at the top, I'll let you know that I'm going to be speaking today with Georgia Jean, a former stand-up comedian and a passionate skydiver. She channels the circle of light. Georgia's been featured on Gaia TV, and today we are talking about dissolving the maze of the mind for awakened creativity. Dare to Dream won 3 Talk Radio Positive Change Awards, the COVR Award for Best Podcasts. Welp Magazine named Dare to Dream one of the top 20 best podcasts to listen to this year, and it's high ranking on Apple Podcasts. This show is available on pretty much any platform that you watch or listen to podcasts. That means YouTube, Spotify, Rumble, Apple, Spreaker, etc. Wherever you watch or listen or consume your podcast, find us there. And thank you in advance for taking a moment to give back to the show by subscribing, by liking, by leaving a comment. I read them all. The show is sponsored by Dr. Dane here in Access Consciousness. You can find their beautiful energy work at Dr. Dane here, HEER.com. If you'd like a free starseed gift, you can find out how to unlock your cosmic potential with a phenomenal free starseed report and video for an engaging exploration that investigates many starseed species in depth. You can learn your galactic origins, discover your star lineage and celestial ancestry now. Go to debbiedashinger.com/starseed. If you spell my name right, you'll get there. It's debbiedashinger.com/starseed. Also, I just had my second interview on Gaia TV released. I was interviewed for a second time on Gaia TV with George Norrie. And if you would like to go watch it and or get a free 1 week subscription to Gaia TV, enjoy the platform as my gift to you, go to debbiedashinger.com/Gaia. That's debbiedashinger.com/GAIA. And finally, to let you know, I've got a couple events coming up. I'm going to be doing a free new moon ceremony and a free full moon, of course, 2 weeks after that ceremony. If you would like to participate, it is a beautiful opportunity for you shamanically to release what no longer serves you and to bring in those energies and align with where you prefer your being and your life to be. Rather than give you a link for that, and by the way, all links are in the show description, just go ahead, sign up on my website for anything I just mentioned, or just go to debbiedashinger.com and sign up for Discover Your Message. And then you will be alerted for these coming down the pike. And they are basically gifting you with moon medicine. And don't you deserve to be fully aligned with the life you prefer? Well, today, my guest, Georgia Jean, had a knock-you-to-the-floor spiritual event in 2004 where she connected with the Circle of Light, a non-physical collective supporting humanity through the evolutionary shift. She spontaneously developed the ability to channel them verbally and transmit their frequencies energetically. And since then, through thousands and thousands of transmissions, they've shared one of the most comprehensive overviews of how the matrix of reality is created. And most importantly, how we can generate radical shifts to assist both personal and collective evolution, assisting humanity to move from 3D to 5D reality is their specialty. Georgia and the Circle of Light are Amazon best-selling authors and have been featured on Gaia TV. You can catch the full story of her spiritual event on the podcast Coming Out of the Cosmic Closet and explore the broad depth of the Circle of Light's wisdom through her new podcast Spread Your Third Eye with Mia and through the Circle Evolutionary University. If you'd like to learn more about Georgia Jean, go to circleevolution.com. And with that, I welcome Georgia Jean to Dare to Dream. It's great to have you.
Oh, Debbie, it's so great to be here. Thank you. And can I mention that you are a guest on our Spread Your Third Eye podcast, and that episode is also coming out today, which is a crazy coincidence that was not planned.
So synchronistic. I
and
love
we loved
that.
Having you on the show.
Do you think the Circle of Light had something to do with that?
You know, and it's so funny because Rochelle, who came with the day of the filming with you, her episode was a lot about like synchronicities and numbers and stuff like that. So I think it's just a really cute little shout out to that. Yes, definitely.
I was thinking, like, as I read your bio, I was thinking it's so interesting. I do get to interact with so many people who channel extraterrestrials, beings, collectives. And I was thinking how incredibly different all the beings are who come through. And I was wondering, from your perspective, is it the beings themselves coupled with you as the filter? Or is it that just the beings themselves that are all so different?
You know, I really think it is a relationship. And I know personally for me, I am a broad spectrum channel. So I channel a lot of different consciousnesses, a lot of different energies. And some I can verbally channel very easily. And sometimes I'm just running the frequency. Like I've channeled the sun, I've channeled 1 degree off source, Arcturian energy, but I don't always verbally channel it all. Initially, when the energies came through, when I had that sort of knock you to the floor event, they were like, you know, we are these specific entities. But over time, as my egoic framework kept getting dissolved and broken down, and even this sense of personal identity or a consciousness in a singular identity starts to dissolve to the point where you understand that it's just all consciousness and you're just pulling in streams from wherever the question is going, consciousness is answering. So if something that feels more like an angelic energy or a healing energy can answer, that's what's going to come through. I've done a lot of work with people with chronic physical conditions, so there's like a group of energies that will often come in for those people. Or yeah, it really just depends on the question. I've answered everything. Maybe not everything, but people will come and be like, what's, you know, I don't even know why I'm having this session today. And then there'll be like this sort of zoning in period where I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen there. And then an energy will come through and say, you know, this is like an Arcturian stream and you're Arcturian and, you know, this is like the wisdom keepers and, you know, this is, we're just connecting with you so you can start getting your direct downloads from us by opening up that connection point. So just, it depends. I think for me, I was set up to channel a lot of stuff and, but I had to really get, I've been broken down over and over in order to dissolve my mind-based concepts of what lies outside of the egoic framework.
Wow, how profound. And how many years has it been?
It's just coming up on 21 years.
21.
Yeah, so I know I'm a newcomer to a lot of people, but I've been doing it for a long time. A long time, and a lot has come through. And because we have worked a lot with clients, we've really gone into what makes human consciousness generate certain problems and issues. And it really, it's practical as well as woo-woo.
Is there a pattern?
We really want to help people improve their lives, huh?
Is there a pattern there with people and issues? Does it tend to be parallel lives, past lives, or does it tend to be experiences they had early on and they made choices based on that?
It's a little bit of all of the above. So usually when something, so you have, when I think of like volume of energy, like why can't someone change? Everyone knows like law of attraction. Like if I think more positively, things will line up better. But what is going on when you can't think positively? What is going on when you're thinking positively, the change isn't happening either? It's because there are these denser energetic frameworks that are actually contributing to what generates us as human beings and human beings in this current format, which is like the 3D format. So we got, as I was working with people, everybody had a high degree of resistance who was coming to us, high degree of resistance. And I believe a lot of master consciousnesses who are here to help the evolutionary shift. So they had a lot of resistance. And in that process of working through that, have opened up to their own gifts and abilities. But it's things that we call planetary templates, existence templates. So planetary template, and it kind of runs through the spectrum. It might be something like, I experience an abusive father, but there's that collective energy of maybe between the template between the masculine and feminine, and then ancestral energy. It's all of that stuff. But once you start working with planetary templates, you're usually incorporating all of it. If I've incarnated with an issue that's showing up in a chronic way, there's probably something in my personal life that has contributed to that. Once you start exploring past lives, you're like, okay, right, okay, I was burned as a witch a few times, right? That makes sense. Why I don't like hot sauna, But then once you've healed on that level and it still isn't working, a lot of the times it is this collective energy and things that we also call the grids that create creation. And touching on what you were talking about, is it early childhood stuff? There's this other template that was revealed, and all of this has been revealed in phases to me, probably in around 2021, which is what we call the existence template, which is, it's beyond like a childhood wound. It's the wound of incarnation that will really, when you go from being, free form, connected to anything, fun flowing energy, and then you're like, get born into a body and like you're a baby and you can't move, you can't, everything is far more restrictive. That sets up these existence templates, which can really shape your entire perception of everything in reality, including your concepts of source, spirit guides, your body, everything. It's kind of actually, I've got this lovely orange bottle. It's almost like the, even though the water inside would be white, because this existence template is orange, everything inside this is going to be tinged by that. And what that's one of the major frameworks that contributes to a lot of that really deep spiritual angst that we've all gone through. Like if you've been on this path, that feelings of futility, inability to change patterns, no matter how much work you've done on it. It's still being generated by a wound in the egoic framework that it's very hard to change your reality with the mechanism that is creating your reality. And an existence template is very deep. So that could affect everything. So yeah, fun stuff when you get rid of it. It's amazingly liberating. So yeah.
So when that's very fascinating. So these planetary templates and existence templates, you're basically, or the circle of light basically, if I hear you correctly, is accessing some hidden architecture within people. And
Helping them to identify it.
when you take them through this, so is it creating an awareness for the client you're working with, or is it actually dismantling it and rewriting that blueprint?
Both, all of the above. So over the 21 years, the technique evolves how to do it. And one of the initial, because the thing about an existence template was, is if you're inside this bottle, you don't realize it's orange, right? You don't realize it's, that's just how existence is, right? So when we're witnessing from outside, we can see, oh, they're stuck inside an orange bottle. But if you're inside the orange bottle, it is very hard to perceive. And it's often just the forest for the trees, honestly. Because the mind is like, what is it? You know, hunting and searching and trying to find. And sometimes it will be like, oh my God, it's a past life story. And it's that burned as the witch thing. And they keep trying to fix that thing, but it's actually not that thing anymore. So we help people to develop the ability to be a stronger witness, to actually observe themselves from outside the orange bottle. And then there's a very specific technique that deconstructs the maze aspect of the mind. So, if we think about ourselves as a projector, and the way the maze of the mind is set up is how we're going to project our reality out and also internally. So, there's a very specific technique to deconstruct that maze. And lately, the other thing the circle to come in now is they deconstruct the maze and then they delete the files. And the final step that's been coming in has been super powerful just in the last couple of years is this process of de-anchoring, which is, again, if you think of a projector and there's the projector, there's the energy that's coming through it, getting shaped, and then there's it actually being plugged into some kind of power source. So when we, you know, deconstruct everything that's making the film, the final step is we literally unplug it from the power source that's in the 3D grid. Like most of the stories we want to get rid of are like 3D grid based stuff, like survival, suffering, you know, all that kind of stuff. So then we can unplug that, and it is phenomenal how much can shift from those sessions because there's sort of nothing left to generate it from that point. Not really. Deep things might take a couple of goes because we also can't radically shift our reality so quickly that we get too out of step with ourselves. You know, like a lot of people crack open their consciousness and it's too out of step with their current reality. It makes people feel a little bit crazy. So there's sort of a process, but the more work that you have done, and also the capacity to be in the heart and redirect all the energy that gets freed up through that process, through the heart, instead of back through the mind matrix. It's amazing. It's really special work.
Sounds like it. And I know a lot of people are very familiar with shifting limiting beliefs or beliefs that don't serve you. But what differentiates that from dissolving biological belief structures or these seed point memory zeitgeists?
Because so beliefs are just, you know, a lot of the times the beliefs are actually a product of the energy, right? So the beliefs are often the tip of the iceberg. Now, if a belief doesn't have a lot of energy behind it, like say it is, what's a basic belief structure? I can't think of one right now.
Well, think of a money one.
Money, what?
I have
Yeah,
to
okay, cool.
work hard to make money to survive.
Perfect. Yes. Okay, that's great. So if you like say you had an uncle who was always like, you gotta work hard to make money. So you've got like a minor belief structure there, right? But a lot of your other programming, your unconscious programming, you haven't incarnated with this planetary templates, which are about lack and limitation. You're not here to shift humanity on that level, which is also connected to the planetary templates. Like you've actually come in with fairly clean conscious and unconscious programming that money is abundant. You could just be like, you know what? I'm not going to think what, you know, Uncle Grouchface told me anymore. And now your conscious and unconscious energy is aligned. It's going to be easy for you to think I'm abundant, and it's going to be easy for you to flow with abundance, right? But a lot of times people, they start with that. They start going, okay, I don't have to have money, just flows to me, right? It doesn't work. It just plain doesn't work. So we have to go deeper into the energetic zeitgeist that is generating the reality of your experience. And this is one of the really simple but powerful teachings the circle gives us, is to get very clear. Is it manifest? Or is my knowingness so great that when I go to a logical point of place in time and space, it's going to become manifest? If it is not either of those things, there is some aspect of what we call mind in the way, whether that's in a conscious or unconscious belief structure, or the deeper biological belief structures, we have a survival system that has always driven us to hunt and fight and gather to survive. That you could be very still connected to that primal zeitgeist that is very energized for you. And so simply saying I'm an abundant being isn't going to work if you have a lot of energy in that framework. And a seed point memory zeitgeist is where you don't just have one past life where you've experienced, you are actually simultaneously activating all the past lives around a specific belief structure or specific types of events. Seed point memories are events that have impact. And usually, when an event has an impact, it has a charge, which includes the belief structures born in those moments. The undigested emotional energy, such as if you suppressed all your anger about whatever, control mechanisms that keep that frozen and unconscious, we're dissolving that whole paradigm throughout all lifetimes. So again, it moves a lot of stuff. You might have a single lifetime experience that from this lifetime or a memory of a past lifetime that can give you a clue that this is what we're activating on, but we would just go in and clear all the lifetimes simultaneously. So yeah, it's just volume. You want to think volume of energy. If the volume of energy is one conversation with Uncle Grouchy, there's not going to be a lot of energy there. If it is lifetimes of poverty, enslavement, and you're here to help the evolutionary shift of us moving out of those paradigms, you've probably got a lot more energy invested in that belief structure, which is why it's not going to change by just flipping, trying to flip the switch. But the good news is that whenever you transmute big volume of energy, you get big expansion, right? So if you clear a planetary template, you're not just flipping a little bit of energy in a belief structure, you are harvesting massive collective energy. And this is why a lot of people who are here to help people can have a lot of these dense templates and lives of hardship, because it also gives them huge expansion and huge capacity to be influential once they've raised their vibration. They can also raise the frequencies of other people.
This is so fascinating. And I've also wondered often about contrary, meaning I've wondered about what if I have had, and of course I have, but to tap into all the lifetimes where, and fill in the blank, where love and relationships, like, I'm a total relationship person and I'm a one person person, right? So for me, that's meaningful. It might not be for others, but let's say love, where you get all your needs met, is really this passionate, loving, respectful, and enjoyable, da da da, rest of your life thing. Or the money example, the abundance, complete abundance. Money follows me wherever I go. It's, always flowing to me. Whatever health, I mean, you take any sector of life that's important
That's right,
and,
yeah.
right, fulfillment in what we do and in experiencing the world. I have adventure and freedom inside of me, so that would be important. So I always think about tapping into those lives and parallel lives, multidimensional lives going on, and
All
what
of
would it be
them.
like if that frequency could come in and influence everything, the grid of what I'm doing right now?
Exactly. That's what we do.
I love
Yeah.
that.
And what happens is when people are in, and what we call the little me, the singular egoic identity, when we're searching within our own singular egoic identity for answers, like, yeah, well, Uncle Grouchface did say that thing to me. Maybe that's it. And that doesn't work. It's hard to kind of. There can be a lot of frustration if you don't understand that these bigger templates may actually be playing in. And you just need the right tools to work with the bigger templates. And you need to be seated. If you're a practitioner, you need to be seated in the right way to handle big volume of energy, and to process collective energy. But it's really amazing to see people just have incredibly liberating experiences. But it's The trick is to not focus so much on the story, because what will happen is our little me identity will want to stay on the story, like, well, Uncle Trevor, Uncle Grouchface is he was mean to me, and then he said this, and he doesn't believe in me, and then we'll all get into our little me story about him. Instead of, again, what we teach people is to step back and learn how to look, it's disappearing, the existence template as we speak, but to step back and be able to witness the theme. The theme is the orange, the theme. So if you're talking about love, maybe the theme is actually separation. So if we can dissolve the illusion of separation, it's showing up in your love life. But if we can dissolve the illusion of separation, not just in your love life, but throughout your entire reality, now we're talking about separation from source, separation from abundance. I'm getting my truth pimples here, separation from everything, the all consciousness being in union with divinity, whatever you want to call it. So that's why our little me's, whatever we're focusing on, like say I'm focused on my career, usually, like right now I'm focused on skydiving. So any imprints that I still have show up in the world of skydiving, like, and I'll be like, if there's something I need to clear, it's probably going to show up in a story about something connected to skydiving. And my little me initially will be like, well, they said this, or and it'll be focused on the story. It'll be like, why didn't I get to go on that jump or something petty, right? Because our little me's are relatively petty. But then from my training, I know to step back and look at the bigger, find the bigger theme, which has been shown to me, probably not to fix my skydiving per se, but to help me evolve into my next level of consciousness. Because any resistance is keeping me in separation from being in union with the all consciousness and the consciousness that's trying to work through me.
Yes. What about animals? Can you in
Yeah.
a circle? Yes, you can
Oh,
work on animals.
ask your question. Yeah.
Oh, can you work on animals? Because when I think I started thinking about, I mean, first of all, they have their own, they've had multiple lives, right? And concurrent lives. And at the same time, sometimes they have health issues.
Oh,
What
yeah.
happens there?
I'll just share a personal story about my doggy dog that I had, Neville, who when I first had my event, which was really like a wild, the energy came in and my friend and I, who I shared it with, we were getting like knocked to the ground. There was so much energy kind of trying to bust in. Of course, I couldn't. I was just a stand-up comedian before this, and I'd been doing spiritual work to kind of help me through that difficult life. But the first thing that happened was my dog had always had this limp. And I was like, look, if this energy is really flowing through me, if I really do have the forcer now, I should be able to heal my dog. And he'd had this limp for about a year. It was getting to the point where I was like, oh, maybe I'm going to have to give him surgery. And I was like a struggling comedian. So I was like, I'll try the healing hands first. And I was like, I'll do it every day for a week. And, I worked on him once and he didn't limp again. It was wild. It was the wildest thing. I had plenty of witnesses who'd seen him limping around. And then, but later in his life, so now flash forward 12 and a half years later, when he started going down, he let me work on him. At one point, I noticed he was a bit thing and I was like, well, you can't go, Neville. And I worked on him. But right towards the end, I went to work on him and I heard, no more working. That's it. So, and I did it. So, of course, I mean, an animal or a pet is still, from the broader perspective, an emanation that I am creating. And so I'm going to be connected with that energy. And any client who has an animal, especially when I did tarot card readings, a lot of people would come and ask about their animals and I would read their energy. But yeah, it's, I think in my case with my dog, it was time for him to go. So I could actually, I think he came in to anchor me while I was going through a lot of my training. And then when he died, I was able to find the skydiving world and I've started moving around a lot since he crossed over. So I think why an animal is sick or not, or might need work, may still also be connected a lot to the owner as well, as opposed to Well, I don't even want to say that's probably a better question for the circle, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should we bring them in now?
Yeah, let's bring them in. They're
Oh, that
better
would
than
be
me.
beautiful. So, yeah, I'd love to have a conversation, transmission, whatever the circle of light is willing to bestow upon us. I'd be super grateful to go there right now.
Okay, cool. Ah, yes, indeed, dear ones. We are here and we are most delighted to make connection with you here on another magnificent day in your earth plane. All right, dear one. So we'd like to nugget in a little bit more about your animal question, dear one, before we, or leading into perhaps what we would like to discuss, because a lot of the times when people are asking questions about a general topic, like animals or nature or anything really, there is a question behind the question that of the asker. And it's usually more in the energy of the question that the real answer wants to come through. So what, tell us a little bit more about what you are asking about the animals.
Sure. As Georgia Jean was speaking about this beautiful idea of a matrix and templates and how you have the ability to see beyond this, the very solid and into the reality of what's really going on. And she also included physical healing. And the first thought I had, my dog has actually been going through something very serious, very complicated, and very unknown. And also, she's young to be going through all of this. So my thought was, wow, I wonder if this would work for a beautiful dog being, if there would be a opportunity for healing or a shift.
So coming back to, and now we're going to remind Georgia to bring this ridiculous bottle everywhere. If you are inside this bottle, dear one, everything in your existence is emanating from your projector. So this is your existence. You incarnated. When you incarnated, this was all source, and you sealed some of source up with that illusion of separation to create an incarnation. And now your projector, what you experience, is everything inside this bottle, which includes your dog and your house and your body and your thoughts about spirits and your thoughts about consciousness and the earth, everything you perceive. And this is why it's so powerful to understand an existence template. It's your entire perceptual existence, whether that is material, mental, emotional, energetic, it is your existence. Do you see? So your dog is inside here with you. Does that make sense? And so if we were to work with you about your dog is part of your creation within this existence. We would ask you, how does it make you feel to have this?
Oh, this current reality, you mean?
Yes.
Oh my
Yes.
God, completely powerless
Yes.
and impotent and
Yes. Yes. These are existence templates. Powerlessness, impotency, futility, hopelessness. Remember when Georgia was saying when you incarnated, you went from being infinite, interconnected source, all powerful, all consciousness, into an incarnation where now you're a tiny baby in a body, unable to feed yourself, unable to do anything unless the God figures of the parentals support you. Those are the where's the where this is the initial wound of incarnation. Do you see? Compared to being in union with source, I am impotent. Compared to being in union with source, I am powerless. Compared to the my capacity to move, to flow, to create when I am in source, life is a futile and harsh experience. And so what your doggy is here helping you with, dear one, is blowing your mind to go to a next level of understanding your consciousness and the true framework that is limiting you. Because if your dog was old, having these issues, your linear mind would be able to justify it, be able to say, okay, it's an old dog. It makes sense within the construct of my conscious understanding. But because it is a young dog and it is unknown, it's sort of breaking your mind. It's breaking the linearity of your mind. It's making you have to go deeper into the frameworks that generate this. And once again, even though the dog is something in your house that you're focused on, so you can see it right there in front of you, the influence of powerlessness and impotence is subconsciously probably influencing your entire existence on some level. Now, we don't want to say that you are powerless and impotent, but on some level, say connected to, if you think about a bushfire, you would feel powerless and impotent compared to a bushfire. Does that make sense? Or the
Absolutely.
government. A lot of the times, existence templates are projected onto larger energetic organizations or something that is very confounding in your personal life. So, we could certainly, if you would like, work with the time that we have on just those themes of powerless and impotence. If you would like, we could just do a little bit of work with that.
Sure, absolutely.
Would many of your audience
Will
members
relate.
will relate. Yes, they will relate. And many dear ones on the spiritual path. And it isn't because you're powerless, and it isn't because you're impotent. It is because this, the thickness of this skin of the balloon, the existence template that you've always had, is pervasive and pernicious. But it is the stage when you can dissolve this. When you dissolve this, what happens? More of your source consciousness can start coming and flooding into your existence and expanding, lightening the reality within, and actually expanding your experience. And this is why it's a very, very profound and liberating level to get at, as challenging as it is when you're hitting up at this initially.
Yeah, and I'd like to make a comment based on what you shared. That is very interesting when you said, I'll just use my words that, there's like a container. And so, to the extent of my beliefs that I'm here, which has not been comfortable. There's a lot of sadness, the grief, the idea of losing her, all of this, and like, how can nobody diagnose this? And bad things are happening to her. So there's that. And then I recently had this experience, and I've done this a little bit in life where I'm like, how does nobody know who I am? Or how is that possible? And I'll break out of something into a different paradigm. And I started experiencing that with Shelby, is her name, my dog's name, with Shelby. And the information I was receiving was, well, the next step would be neurology. MRI is at least $8,000. Da 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 da. And I'm like, oh my goodness, this is
Also going to bring the powerlessness and the impetus
absolutely. And I've already sunk
permeating.
almost $5,000. And so there's that aspect. And then, but what I'm going to is that I went into that reality. Oh, that's all that's available. Looking at my Bitcoin money and all sorts of stuff and what's possible. And then this notion came to me. It's actually very old. It's from Alcoholics Anonymous, the big book of AA, and it says contempt prior to investigation. And I'm like, I'm making that neurology appointment. I'm going to find out what's possible. I'm not going to listen to what that doctor, that price, that whatever said. That feels really limiting and awful. So that's exactly what I did. I took it to the neurologist, and ta-da, they didn't need an MRI, right? And they did other tests, and we'll have another test tomorrow. But I have some understanding of what you're talking about because this other thing feels very confining and awful. And
Permeate, yes.
I
And
don't
what we would
prefer.
say is, before you get more tests done, if you can clear the existence templates.
Okay.
Because think about it, she is your creation within there. Shelby is your creation. So she's shaded by the orange. Now, we don't want to be, we're using this as an example. We don't want to give you ideas to be down on the potentialities for you. But if you can clear this existence template, which is permeating that entire storyline, what it helps to do is ensure that when you do start to line up with a specialist who will also be part of your existence,
Right.
they are not permeated with that template as well, which is what happens a lot of times when they're trying to heal, people are trying to heal themselves, is they'll go from one specialist to another, not understanding that all the specialists are their creations and they're all tainted by the existence templates. So once you start dissolving the existence templates, then the energetic lineups are also going to be different as well. The scenario is only for you to understand and to clear this super limiting framework. The more you clear that, the most likely the shifts in your dog's health will happen more rapidly because your dog is no longer permeated by that. We would say a 30-day space as well after big clearings. We're just adding this as an idea, not telling you what to do, but also the concept is because you generate biologically from your brain, once you dissolve the existence templates, also relative to that is the rewiring and the neurological pathways in your being. So you can start to create a different reality, a new reality beyond the existence templates that have always permeated your life without you being able to be conscious of it. Think about the human collective. You don't even know what it's like as a human collective to live without the paradigm of powerlessness. What would even happen in humanity if powerlessness just wasn't a thing, if you were creating from beyond that? This is really the evolutionary shift and why we're here to help you clean up your bottles.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Thank you. Exactly. I was going to ask you that removing these frameworks can impact not just each individual, but the collective matrix of reality as well. Is it like putting a pebble into water and the ripples go out and it is impact? Well,
Well, it is because your existence includes your perception of the world at large,
okay,
your
that's it.
perception of your clients, your perception of everything that should remember, everything that shows up in your existence is within this. So once you clear that, yes, oh, now humanity's doing a bit better. Sometimes when there is a real cranking up of heavy energy, it's not so you get so lost in the stories and the good guys and the bad guys, even though that's very natural, but instead work harder to find the themes and dissolve the themes. Harvest the energy from the creation that is generating those storylines and purify, dissolve the themes out, dissolve the templates, delete files, de-anchor, and then you pop into a new reality. Because you are a focal point creator. Here is your existence here. Here is your resistance 2 steps away. Once this has been dissolved, now you're just focused in a totally new area of all consciousness, if that makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense. I, while you were speaking also earlier about Shelby and the situation and me, I was getting downloads, meaning I was going deeper, way beyond even an idea of powerless, but getting a lot more insight into what this is. And it's good. And I want to work on it. I do really want to work on it. Thank you for that so much. And I want to follow also on what you're saying. So if we're going to step into this new epoch of human potential, what's the next evolution of our creative capacity once these unconscious templates are cleared? What does that look like?
Well, isn't that for you to find out, dear one?
Gladly, really. I'll be the beta tester.
Of course, people want to know what is it? What is it? What's it going to be? Because, again, talking about these existence templates, because you generate your entire reality, including your concept of possibilities, that's also part of your existence. So even if we were to sit here and go into your wildest imagination of something wonderful that is going to happen, and it's sort of whatever, trees turn to gold and shiny aliens come to rescue you all and take you into galactic magnificence. Even that perception is in some way, or that projection, that hope, that dream, desire is in some way influenced by the existence templates. So we always say it's more powerful to do the dissolving and allow the new reality to arrive, because it is very hard for you to conceive of what it is, what is interconnection all the time, if you haven't lived it at all. You have to also develop your biological processor to be able to process that energy. You just mentioned something interesting, downloads, dear one. And yes, consciousness. When you start asking questions like this, of course, there's what Georgia's able to channel through her mouth that you are listening to and receiving with your physical senses. There's also more consciousness coming in, downloading, and it takes time for you to process the concepts that we're sharing with you verbally through your senses, and the energetic answers that are coming in, which are actually retraining your brain, your biological system to generate this new reality. So when we talk about an evolutionary shift, it is a biological shift as well. It isn't just this energetic thing where you're all in a sort of energetic fantasy, if that makes sense. So you have to train your biology to handle the new frequencies and use that like a computer. You have to train the computer to run the new programs. And then what is rendered on the screen of your life begins to shift. And what we really want you to understand is that you're moving from this survival-based lack limitation construct into a very profoundly creative experience, where when you start to understand these concepts of downloads, for example, you can start really playing with that idea of even Georgia, right now, as somebody who healed her dog, right, is holding an energetic signature for you about, oh, how do I heal my dog? How can I do that? If you realize that Georgia is you and is an aspect of you that has done this and don't resist her, you can receive those codes from her and take that into your system such that your healing touch can be very profoundly effective on your dog. And that's just one example. So whatever it is that you want to start to creatively explore, and you don't even have all the ideas of those yet, because even your sense of imagination has been limited by the constructs of the existence templates, you'll start to receive inspiration towards new paradigms of creativity, and then much faster than ever before, be able to receive the downloads that can make you help you generate that much more rapidly. Does that make sense, dear one? So your creative construct, you are still incarnated, you're still going to be in a body because that is the game of life here. But the potentialities that you have as you move into this multi-dimensional playing field is that you are not restricted by the biological program you incarnated with at birth. You're certainly not restricted by the conscious and unconscious beliefs, programs, and the existence templates, planetary templates, and all that sort of stuff that you're working through right now in order to go through this evolutionary shift. It's going to be a lot less work, dear ones, a lot less work. You are the shift crew, if you will. So you have incarnated in the time to do a lot of the shift work, which is why you are learning about existence templates, planetary templates, the grids that create creation to help dissolve the framework. But the next creative construct is an abundant, unlimited creative construct.
Oh my
The
goodness.
themes are very different. The themes of your current 3D reality and the themes of creativity that are coming in are very different.
This just like, I mean, there was a lot of goosebump moments there.
ingesting all of that amazement that you were sharing. And now I'm thinking, like, how awesome. It used to be once upon a time in the groups I was in, we would say, oh, can you imagine if everybody who was in government or politics, for example, part of the prerequisite was they have to do plant medicine because it has great ability to heal, release trauma, become realigned with oneself. But I'm listening to you and I'm thinking this is like a way higher version. Can you imagine if everybody who was in politics or in some way serving, right, in a public way, in an influential way, if the part of the prerequisite was, let's go through this. Let's see what's really operating here and what we can shift, how you can be part of the real shift crew to literally shift yourself and then the collective.
And the collective, and those who have. So again, we want to give this encouragement to people who feel like they've been carrying that high density. Is your job is to really help with those collective templates, because when again in your existence template you see your political leaders and they're orange.
I'm loving this bottle, by the way. You do have to bring it everywhere you speak.
Bottle, yes. They are orange and they are undigested in their egoic framework, but they are, and this is something to help you understand something here too. So remember, when you look at a politician, you look at the projection is a highly powerful and influential person. So they are your creation. Your orange leader is your creation. It's inside your existence. And you're also projecting a concept of power here. And when you see public figures go through these rises and these falls of volatile behavior, all of this sort of thing that you see very often with influential figures, celebrities have rises and falls, all this sort of stuff, is because there's so much collective energy. Anyone who's reaching a lot of people has a lot of collective energy unintegrated in those examples, but they're part of your existence. What we want you to understand is if it's really troubling you about how your leaders are not centered, it's actually because you are about to go into your next level of power. And in order to seat in a way in that power, in a way that is the 5D potentiality, the heart-centered, good for you and everybody, it can be showing you where there's still those deep films you need to get rid of. Because you don't, if you come into greater power, but you have powerlessness still as part of your programming, but you have a lot more energy running through you, then you are really on high swings of power and powerlessness. The polarity of the mind. The mind projection will become even more dynamic. If you imagine a whole bunch of water coming in here now and it's not seated well, it's kind of going to blow things up for a while. So when you're seeing your orange figures acting in a unconscious, undigested, unevolved way, it's for you to go, all right, I need to go that level deeper to get my power seated, not in the mind projector where all the painful illusions are generated, but this is why we say through the heart that bypasses the conditioning and the programming of the mind. And then when you're all running energy from your heart, your leaders will be a reflection of the heart manifestation that is your existence, and they will be creating balance. Balancing the consciousness of the resources of the planet in union with the planet, with humanity, with all things, because that is how the heart center manifests. It's good for you, it's good for everybody. Not the old survival consciousness where one group dominates over another and there's a fight for resources.
My gosh. Okay, so planetary templates,
Indeed.
existence templates,
Indeed.
acting as unconscious architectural blueprints for human creativity. And you help to dismantle that and then to consciously reconfigure.
Yeah.
How
To actually,
Yeah.
The thing is about understanding this, dear ones, and we mean no disrespect here, is you can see what the human mind knows what to create in your current manifestation. So the next step is actually first to surrender to the heart and allow the heart to start to generate the new creative experience for humanity, because it is outside of something that your minds know, and then to start responding to it and to step into it. So the conscious choice, it, because even the best intentioned person, if they start, well, I think higher consciousness should look like this, and you see them run all their energy through that, well, most people who are abusing and wielding power incorrectly all think that their ideas are the best and the best thing for everybody. That's what we call the good ego. It's still coming from the mind. So the trick for humanity is that you really do need to come to surrender and say, all right, I actually don't know how to create a better reality. So I'm going to surrender and allow the broader consciousness that is all balanced, that operates through the heart, to generate this, and then I will receive it and start responding to it and start living it. Then you can start being more conscious. But this is a very important step for you guys really to get to the next level, because you can see right now in your collective the degree of polarization is happening because everybody's trying to improve things from their minds, and the mind always holds the illusion of polarity, separation, survival consciousness, et cetera, you see, dear ones.
My God, that's beautiful. How does the Christ consciousness template differ from other existence templates in its capacity to bypass survival-based belief systems?
Wonderful question. So in this case, we would say a template is a resistant construct, meaning that the energy of it is more frozen and it shapes energy through it, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So this is denser and it's coloring everything inside it. The Christ consciousness energy is a frequency. And a high vibrational frequency that can actually assist in dissolving the dense constructs.
Wow.
As with many other high frequency energies that you're calling in through channeling and whatnot. Now, the Christ consciousness frequency is the unconditional love frequency. Prior to Christ consciousness incarnating, and this is through the biblical figure, but also a number of other people. Many people held the Christ consciousness energy when it, as a broader energetic download, if you will, came in. Prior to that, the concept of love was based on survival, meaning the human egoic individual experienced these feelings of love as a way to support survival. So you love your family, you fall in love with someone, so you'll breed with them, and then you'll survive, the tribe will survive. When Christ consciousness came in, it was a major shift, because it was like love can exist beyond survival. And this is why the idea with the biblical figure, that this figure loved everybody. And it brought, when you see a lot of the times now, those with the Christ consciousness, the sacred heart, they were channeling energy through the heart center, not through the mind. This is where the miracles come from, because when you're running energy through the heart, you're no longer limited by the linearity of the mind. So linearity mind will say, well, it takes 6 weeks for my dog to heal. Running energy through your heart doesn't have to operate that way. You have to be seated in your heart and stay there. That's where you get things more like spontaneous healings and remissions, etc., etc. So Christ consciousness is a frequency that was dissolving even stronger paradigms of survival, which is why there was such a negative response to it, because it was trying to shift reality so much from what people knew and how they knew how to survive. It was very threatening, so it didn't work out that well for that particular figure at that time. But So, but that energy is coming in now. It is the heart. It is the love of the universe. It is the universe saying you are already worthy and deserving of love. You are already divine consciousness. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to fight for it. You don't have to prove it. You don't have to operate through this linear construct of if you're good, you get something good. This is the Christ consciousness energy. So it's more of a frequency than a template. A reality created in Christ consciousness might start to look more like a construct then.
What an amazing conversation. Thank you so much for sharing all of that. It was so thought-provoking. And
Indeed.
frankly, I think so important because everybody has an orange bottle.
Indeed. Everybody
Maybe.
has an existence template. But now, what if we can make this pink? What if we can get to the transparent bottle? Oh, it's so transparent, you can't see it. And then your source consciousness, as we say, is really flowing in there without distortion. So, for all of you, dear ones, yes, you may stay in a physical body because that's the game. Remember, when you die, game's over, kids. You're back to the oneness of the universe. But this is the game of this lifetime, especially as the shift crew. And many of you, dear ones, who feel a disconnection with your lives here, we want and struggle, perhaps those who align with the concept of being star seeds and this sort of thing, your harshest feelings of disconnection are probably coming from these existence templates. Your right to incarnate and live a beautiful life here on this planet, this time in this body, in this life, as this incarnation is unparalleled supported. You're not here to suffer and be miserable and feel disconnected. If you feel alone, not belonging, they're probably the existence templates. If you dissolve those, you will find your reality will begin to reflect the true expression of who you really are: infinite abundance, connection, union, love, value, preciousness.
Thank you so much.
You one.
And Circle of Light. I'm going to ask Georgia Jean to come back now.
Indeed,
What
we
a
enjoy you all so very much. Until we meet the next time.
much, much love. Wow. That was pretty spectacular. And I have to say, that may be the title of this interview. You are the shift crew. I loved that
You are
so much.
the shift crew.
Oh my gosh. So how was that for you now? Were you able to listen to it, or do you sort of give up your being so that the circle of light can come through you?
I am very much conscious. If I have ideas of what I want to say, I can't say them. So they've always controlled my mouth. I thought that was a beautiful transmission, Gap, and it was, a reflection of you, Debbie, because you're such a beautiful person and doing so much to assist everybody with your wonderful light. So I think it was really special.
Really special. There was like a million nuggets of gold in that.
The circle are really special. It's hard for me to get it across, like as a little me, because it just sounds like self-promotion, but I think they're amazing. I think the work, that's why we're doing the podcast, because we want, it's so hard to get across in one session the wealth of what has been coming through for the last 20 years. That's why we started doing Spread Your Third Eye, so we could just start talking about different subjects and different, and just start pulling more and more of that in, and that just illuminating different areas of reality through this particular way they help us understand creation.
Well, tell people, since you mentioned it, where can
Yes.
they find your podcast and
Yes.
my show with you and all your other shows that you're doing with Mia? And it sounds like you've got two podcasts going on.
So I originally had a podcast called Coming Out of the Cosmic Closet, that, so bizarrely, Mike Tyson's wife was a client of mine, and she paid for me to make this podcast. Anyway, that we I just I just I have still unreleased episodes, but then the episode of Interview with Extra Dimensionals came out, and I just got so busy I couldn't keep up with the production. And so Yeah, in the last year or so, I've started making a podcast with one of my clients who just pretty much became a super fan and was like, "Can we make a podcast?" And that's called Spread Your Third Eye. It's on YouTube, all the usuals. And we just literally released, I believe it's getting released today, our interview with Debbie. Debbie came in into the studio. We shoot that one live in person, which is really nice. It was so nice to meet you actually in person. And then, yeah, so that's the one that's really active right now. And it's just, I think it's rad. Like I watch the episode, I'm like, this, it's, I just think it's great. We have a ball too, because Mia is very vulnerable as the little me questioner asker, and she's just great. I love her so much. And then we're going to be at the channel panel in West Virginia in November, and we're going to be expanding upon these ideas. This is like a great introduction, actually. I'm really grateful. So we'll be there. Bashar's going to be there. Wendy Kennedy, Rob Gauthier, he's the organizer. Ruben from Interview with Extra Dimensionals. So that's a live event. We do every Monday. We have a another place all this information has been coming in is we have this every Monday. I do a conference call, Monday Night Awakening. I've been doing that for nearly 20 years, and this is where the big body of information that we share, as well as the one-on-one sessions, has been coming in. So if anyone wants to get on in with the circle right now, Monday Night Awakening, it's super special. But I make sure there's lots of free stuff for everybody. It's so important everybody gets the information, because we are the shift crew, and a lot of the power tools that we share, I have this thing, Path to Mastery gift bag. You can get it by donation, has a lot of the techniques that we use. Yeah, I mean, we're here to help the planet. That's what I was told when they came in. We're here, and we're here to heal the planet, and you will help us. So, yeah, it's great. We love it. CircleEvolution.com is the website. Everything's there.
Circle Evolution. And what are you next dare to dream? This is Dare to Dream. What are your future dreams and goals, Georgia Jean?
You know what's so funny is because I just dream about skydiving. I got into skydiving at 44, which is old compared to a lot of people. I'm coming up to my 10-year anniversary. There's such beautiful stuff happening in skydiving, and for me, it's the embodiment practice. I've had to face so many fears around age, my abilities. I've had to heal trauma. It is the physical practice that helps keep revealing my existence templates. But it's just a profound experience, and I just keep wanting to just be better at it. And that's my personal thing. That's my personal jam. And of course, I dream of the world becoming a much more beautiful place for everybody. I feel deeply a lot of the collective stuff happening, and especially because I've done a lot of this work, I do get to live a lot of the times in a much more joyful experience. I experienced a ton of hardship as part of my breaking down, and so I could help them find these templates. I've been the guinea pig. And when I'm having an amazing time and I see a lot of people suffering, still, I just want this to get out so we can alleviate that collective suffering and we can all feel good about living in a new paradigm together.
Thank you. Thank you for the good work. Thank you for opening up. Thank you for jumping out of airplanes. Thank you for working on your template, because that's pretty deep. I gotta say, if I had to access stuff like this one after the other, I will jump out of an airplane.
Yes, it's definitely my like, okay, blow it all off now.
That is so deep. Thank you. So they can find you at circleevolution.com, and your podcast is there.
Yeah, you can find it there. Yeah, all the so that's my portal. And Spread Your Third Eye, cheeky name, is the podcast. You can find that on YouTube. It's fun to watch on YouTube because we do film in person, and it's a little bit of a cosmic gossipy show.
Beautiful. And then, folks, if you want to see her in person, she will be at the amazing channel panel. And I already know the website because I know it by heart. It is thechannelpanel.com, very simple. And she'll be there in November. That he Rob attracts just the most amazing people. And it is a very heart-centered event.
I can't
So,
wait.
You will love it. I wish I was going with you, but
Yeah.
next time. And I just want to thank you so much for the beautiful transmission today. I got a lot out of it.
Awesome, Debbie. Oh, you're darling. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It is such a pleasure. I end the show today with this quote. Karma says, if you focus on hurt, you will continue to suffer. If you focus on the lesson, you will continue to grow. Subscribe to this number one transformation conversation, Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. Leave a comment, subscribe, and share. Next week on the podcast, I'm featuring Athena, a group consciousness channeled by Robin Jelinek. And they offer Kundalini activations, life guidance, and much, much more. Thank you. Leave comments because I can't wait to read what you got out of today's show. I know I got a ton out of it. And as far as how you can apply all of what you learned today to the collective and definitely to your own life experience. Remember, guys, continue to dare to dream.
Thanks for joining us this week on Dare to Dream. Make sure to visit our website, debbiedashinger.com. That's DEBBIDACHINGER. You can subscribe to the show on YouTube and all major podcast sites, so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this program, we'd appreciate a like and comment, or tell a friend about the podcast. That will help us out as well. And if you like this conversation, you might want to check out Debbie's shamanic healing programs. And Debbie is available for coaching to write your book, and her company takes your finished book to guaranteed international bestseller. Be sure to subscribe for our next episode of Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashinger, your number one transformation conversation.